Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Morning to you. It is a Wednesday morning. Happy you're with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. That is Kim. That is Ethan there running the boards. We got Sue Thomas along with your traffic here in a minute. Few problems out there this morning, maybe rain related, and some more rain is moving into the area for sure, even as we speak over the next couple of hours. We'll keep an eye on that for you. I promise you that. Lots to get to for you. Remember the case of that Missouri kid out near Kansas City who arranged soda cans in the shape of like a scary black AR-15? Like, you had to really use your brain to figure out what it was he had done. I've seen people do that with camera equipment before. It looks like a gun when you first glance at it. This didn't look like a gun when you first glance at it. But the kid got in trouble and suspended from school over, and his mom's suing over his suspension. And we're going to talk to attorney Jeremy Rosenthal about that coming up here in a few minutes. So we'll get to a check of business here at the bottom of the hour. And next hour, Congressman Mike Boss is going to join us to give us an update on what's going on with this reconciliation bill up in Congress, the tax breaks that it might include, whether or not some of those are going to have to be temporary. We'll find out all the details from Mike Boss coming up here shortly. Shout out, by the way, to the TPUSA, the Turning Point folks, who invited me out to an event last night in beautiful Washington, Missouri. First of all, you forget how beautiful it is out in the country because I got to drive out there yesterday from my home. I came from Highway N on the way down and came back Highway 94, basically through Augusta and Defiance and all that, and just some gorgeous land out there. Made me want to move a little more remotely, although having to face this drive downtown and tacking another 20 or 30 minutes onto it is not appealing to me.
I love that area, but then I think about the fact that they have to drive 20 minutes or something to get to a grocery store, and that deters me. But I every time, like you said, you drive out there, you're like, oh, this is so beautiful. How amazing would it be to live out here? Some have all this land.
Beautiful homes are being built out there on 3 and 4 and 5 acre lots, and it's just really gorgeous. Anyway, spoke to the kids at Turning Point, and this is a great thing about it. This was a Washington high school kids who started this.
Cool.
And a couple of seniors were the ones that were sort of in charge. There were two teachers who were helping them out. Great guys who helped them organize this. I was there along with the lieutenant governor of the state of Missouri, who drove in from Jeff City for them. And we had the mayor of Washington was there. And of course, we had a retired local judge who came out as well. And they just ask us questions about the direction of politics and what it's going to take to fix Missouri. And
so what would you say was the main focus? What was their biggest either concern or question?
There's a trend in this country for young people. They're trending more conservative. I mean, it's really a great relief to me because I was worried about that. And Turning Point USA is this great organization that really kind of helps these kids channel their future, like the future direction of the country. And a lot of the questions focused on that. What does Missouri need to do to to ease the tension in politics? Well, I don't have a great answer for that because I'm critical of the fact that we have a supermajority in Missouri of Republicans, and they don't act like a supermajority. In Illinois, the supermajority of Democrats, they do what they want. They do what they want. If they have a policy priority, whether it's banning mascots at Collinsville High School or the Mighty Midgets mascot because they don't like it, they just go ahead and do it. And there's nothing the minority can do about it over there. Now, you may say, well, that's not fair. Well, they're in charge, right? The majority of people who voted for them put them in office. They're getting done what they think their constituents want, and we don't do that in Missouri. So, I talked a little bit about that. Bipartisanship is okay until it's a four-letter word, and sometimes that's what puts us in the mess we're in today.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we don't have a spending, we don't have a revenue problem, we have a spending problem, and you only ever elect people on how they're going to spend your money, not how they're going to save your money. So we talked about those things last night and tried to impart a little bit of wisdom from me and the lieutenant governor, who will tell you, if you ever listen to him, that he's very much an outsider in Jeff City. His first ever elected position.
Yeah, what a way to go from no experience in politics to lieutenant governor.
Right.
Well,
and he's facing a lot of pushback down there as well because of that. And I would imagine that I hope the kids got some good information out of it last night, but they maybe got a sense of his frustration as well with how things are run in Jeff City as we near the end of the legislative session, for sure. All right, lots to get to this morning. Let's start, Ethan, if you don't mind, by getting to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Big news for an injured Ferguson police officer. 37-year-old Travis T.J. Brown is beginning to speak. His family tells Fox News' Jasmine Huda it's one of many remarkable milestones.
Yeah,
his officer is battling a brain injury.
You remember Officer Brown there in Ferguson, who got pushed down and received that brain injury. He has started to speak again and stand with assistance. The people around him are saying it's a miracle.
President Trump, he is the most consequential American leader of the 21st century.
Mike Johnson talking about the 100 days. He had a little different take on it, huh, than Chuck Schumer.
You have 100% confidence in
Pete Hegseth. I don't have 100% confidence in anything, okay? Anything. Do I have 100%? It's a stupid question.
Trump says to this ABC reporter, I don't even have 100% confidence that we're going to finish this interview. I'm sorry, but that's funny. I don't care who you are. Hang on just a minute. I got to play this for you.
I think it's Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez. It is that got a billy goat brain and a mockingbird mouth.
John Kennedy kills. He was on fire yesterday on Hannity, so I wanted to play that for you this morning. We'll get to more on that for you coming up here in a few minutes. I just want to take a second here to impart some news to you that we learned yesterday, and it's very sad news for Sue Thomas and for me personally, who worked with this beautiful lady, Lyra O'Brien. For those of you who watched Channel 4 News for years, Lyra was a meteorologist at Channel 4 from I think it was 2003 to 2006, Sue. I had to actually look that up.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And her husband worked at Channel 11 as a meteorologist at the same time.
Yeah, Steve Dragonchuk was his name. And they lived here in St. Louis, I guess, for, 3 years or so? You helped them sell their house when they moved, right?
Yes, yeah. I did. I helped them sell their house. And she was awesome. She was a unique and kind and kind of dry wit person. She was fantastic.
Well, she was fantastic. She was beautiful. She worked as a meteorologist with me with us on the morning show.
Yeah.
And here's a little great thing about Lyra, and I remember this with such a smile on my face. When she was working originally, right out of college, before she came to St. Louis, she was a TV meteorologist, and Rick Nielsen, the guitarist for Cheap Trick, was from this town, and he would watch her all the time, and he reached out to her one time, and they became friends. And whenever Cheap Trick would be touring or come to town, he always called Lyra and let her know, and then he would give her like backstage passes and tickets to come and see Cheap Trick whenever they were near her.
I love that.
I always thought that was so cool, being a rock and roller myself, that she had that kind of access to a major rock star who just loved her because he saw her on TV.
She must have been young, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And I saw on Facebook, Steve, her husband, posted last night that she had passed away, and she was super private.
Yes, true.
So he wasn't saying anything about it until afterwards, so... It's just been kind of rough last night into this morning, realizing that. And she had two boys. They're close to 20. At least one would be 20 by now.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister had passed away about 10 years ago, and they were, I don't know. Anyway, she was fantastic.
We're
deeply sorry to see her go.
Very sad news. She left here in 2006, moved back to the Milwaukee area, worked in TV up there for a little while, and eventually got out of that. And I think she was a real estate broker, wasn't she?
She was. Yes, absolutely. So. She and her husband were. So.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it up, though, Mark.
Absolutely. Yeah. Loved Lyra. Rest in peace. All right, we're going to get to a quick break here. Attorney Jeremy Rosenthal after the break with more on this Missouri mother who's suing after her kid got kicked out of school for a picture he took of Coke cans. I'm not making it up. We'll get to that coming up here in just a minute. Well, if you were listening yesterday, let me assure you that us playing this Michael Jackson song has nothing to do with the story we were talking about yesterday with the park in, where was it again? In Seattle? Yeah, that was go back and Google it. I think Kim put a reel up on it about the problems they're having out there in Seattle. All right, different story here. I was wrong as I teased this story. I said that I'm going to tell you a story about a kid that got suspended for taking a picture of Coke cans. They weren't Coke cans. They were Dr. Pepper cans, believe it or not. We've got attorney Jeremy Rosenthal on the line with us this morning. And Jeremy, welcome back to the program, my friend. How are you?
Doing great, Mark. Yes. And I'll tell you what, I'm in the great state of Texas, about 90 miles from the birthplace of Dr. Pepper. And you're just, I'm not saying you're on our radar. I'm not saying you're not.
Yeah, you don't want to mix up those two for sure. Wow. So I remember talking about this story when I first read about it, and this is over on the western side of the state where this mother is now suing her school district because her 13-year-old kid got kicked out of school for a picture they posted on Snapchat outside of the school. Correct?
Right. I'll tell you what, man. 21st century, welcome to America. This is an issue that is not only in Missouri, it is everywhere. And as I'm a criminal lawyer, we are in the suburbs. We routinely get calls for more than suspensions. We get calls for arrests.
Wow.
When kids are making jokes, when kids are saying stupid things. I mean, I never said stupid. I was born a lawyer, but I mean, when kids are saying these things, And a lot of times it's the special needs kids who don't understand those boundaries, and it's a problem. And what you have are really scared school administrators who are afraid of everybody. So let's just stick it to the kid because his mom isn't going to do anything about it, is she? Oh, wait, she is.
Well,
that's kind of what's going on here. Yeah.
And how do you fix stupid? I mean, it was stupid of the kid to do it, but when you look at the picture, it's clearly like laying out on a blanket. It looks like maybe 8 or 9 Dr. Pepper cans arranged in a way that, if you look at it the right way, might look like an AR-15. It could, or an AK-47, the way he arranged one of the cans, which was where the magazine would be. And they accused him of cyberbullying. Is that correct?
I think something of that effect, and you've seen the picture, Mark?
Yes, I have.
Are you okay? Do you need therapy? I mean,
I'm kind of thirsty. I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, we're a pepper, she's a pepper. I'm kind of thirsty.
You know, first things first, yeah. look, to kind of play both ends of it, let's say you're a school administrator. You had these shootings in Appalachia, Georgia. You had a shooting in Michigan where the kid drew a picture of a gun. What the every administrator, in my experience, when you deal with these schools, they all envision themselves on the front. Is it the St. Louis Dispatch, right?
Yes.
They all envision themselves on the front page of the St. Louis Dispatch, right beneath the Blues losing to the Stars. Okay. They envision themselves on the front pages for ignoring a terrible threat. That's what they're worried about. And so they it's a bureaucracy. They go sort of committee style. But to your point, Mark, yeah, at some point reasonable minds ought to say, okay, these are frickin' Coke cans or Dr. Pepper cans, right? So at some point reasonable minds ought to figure this out, right?
I mean, we keep seeing more and more of this where teachers were getting in trouble for wearing certain shirts, like the teachers in, I think it was New Jersey, with Gulf of America. Now, I understand that if you're violating the dress code, that's one thing. But we've seen it, like you said, where schools with children are taking it very far and then the parents end up suing.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this, okay? One of the awesome things about being a lawyer, okay, and this is not my rule, this is not why I became a lawyer, everybody is afraid of you. Don't ask me why. they just are. Ask any doctor friend that you have. There is a class in medical school called All the 8 Million Awful Things a Lawyer Can Do to Torture You, okay? they people won't return your calls. They get really scared. But when you're in that bureaucracy and you're sitting, those people are reacting to what they fear the most. So when this lady calls a lawyer, right, she calls their bluff and she says, I'm going to give you something to be scared about, guys. And so that's the power of practicing law. That's the power of our civil courts, is to say, okay, you're going to ban me. You Yep. and your high horse are going to ban me for wearing some T-shirt. Well, I'm going to give you something else to be afraid of, okay? And that's how these things equal themselves out. And the real danger here is this kid's going to grow up to be a lawyer, right? Who wants that?
Yeah. Jeremy, great, great as always, my friend. Thank you.
Have a great morning.
All right, you too.
He had some comedy to all the times, every time we talked to him.
He always does. I love getting him on here on occasion. That's great. All right, coming up, we'll check in with Nicole Murray, get you a check of business. Stay tuned.
Would she destroy America? Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
No chance she'll ever be president. I don't agree with anything she says, but I love her social media.
She's a crazy chicken. She raises $5 and $20 at a time. She's a terrible manager. Her district is a wasteland. Why would anybody want her running anything? But I love what she does on T-shirts. So maybe she should start a T-shirt company.
Kevin O'Leary yesterday, they caught him coming out of some event. AOC went viral yesterday for some post she put on Instagram, I believe, where she basically said that it had the overtones of a presidential campaign ad, although she's denied it when they ask her about it. So now everybody's reacting to the question, do you think AOC will run for president? Kevin O'Leary's like, oh, God, I hope not.
She will.
She's a crazy chicken.
She will.
Nobody's going to vote for her. She should go back to selling T-shirts. He goes, I buy her T-shirts.
People will vote for her.
He's like, I bought T-shirts that said tax the rich, and I send them to my friends who are all rich, by the way.
But people are underestimating AOC. Trust me, I think she's crazy too, but people will vote for her. And it's sad because a lot of people love her for how personable she is. I mean, sure, she might be crazy in where she stands on a lot of things. I disagree with her on everything, basically. But the woman is smart when it comes to being out in the community, being on social media, engaging with people. She wins over a lot of, in particular, the younger voters for that very reason. Yeah. I'm not saying she would win, but I think she would get more than people are assuming.
She could pick up the Bernie Sanders crowd for sure, potentially. What they call them, the 99 percenters. Is that what he called them years ago? I don't know. Kamala's back, too. She's asking for like $200,000 donors. I don't know what she's raising money for, but she's on the comeback trail, baby. All right, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
We call it hump day over here.
It's hump day. Yeah, my friend Mike sends me one of those memes every Wednesday. It's hump day.
Over the hump we go.
That's right. Wow, a big day yesterday. And, again, this market reacts to emotion. The president's advisor utters one thing about potentially having a trade deal, and the stock market jumps up. It's crazy.
Pretty much.
It's pretty much every day now.
Yes, pretty much every day. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, as a business reporter, covering that kind of stuff, it makes for good job security, right?
That's a very good way to put it.
Yeah.
That's not where I thought you were going with
that. What's going on out there?
All right. So futures are mixed ahead of inflation data later this morning. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 300, the NASDAQ up 95, the S&P 500 up 32. The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld a voter-approved law to raise the minimum wage and require paid sick leave, allowing new sick time rules to take effect tomorrow. The ruling is a win for supporters of Proposition A, which received over 57% of the vote at the polls last year. It's a loss for business groups who argued the ballot summary was so flawed that it cast doubt on the original election. Bayer announced it will install a new chief financial officer in July at its crop science division, turning to veteran company executive Guru Ramamurthy, who will be based at its North American headquarters in the St. Louis area. Ramamurthy will replace Oliver Ritkin. The Hill grocery store John Viviano and Sons will close this weekend after 75 years. The building is already under contract, according to an online listing. Outlets report the final day for Viviano and Sons is Saturday. The first personal consumption expenditures price index for March is also due out later this morning. Economists polled by Dow Jones see no gain for March and a reading of 2.2% for headline inflation. The PCE is closely watched by the Federal Reserve and is one of its preferred inflation metrics. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports the average interest rate for 30-year fixed-rate mortgages decreased to 6.89% from 6.9%. Even with rates much lower than a year ago, potential buyers are hitting pause. Applications to refinance a mortgage are still significantly higher than they were at this time last year. And finally, liar, liar, pants on fire. Trial lawyer Jefferson Fisher revealed the two words liars use, never and always, because extremes are a dead giveaway. The way to get them to fess up, slowly repeat your question because the person will most likely retract their original statement.
You know, they also say to never use those words in a marriage or a relationship for that matter because, I mean...
What, never?
Never, always. I mean, anything. You should just not... You should never use those words. How about that?
Ba-dum-bum.
Let me write
you
that down.
You often do this. You sometimes do that. You come on, you've heard that advice before. You tell me if Michelle,
because
your wife,
I've
is
heard
listening
that advice,
right now.
Does that mean I'm smart enough to have taken it?
No, it doesn't mean you're smart enough to take it. It just means you know it. I catch myself sometimes saying things and like, oh, I know better than that.
Oh, yeah, you say things in the heat of the moment that you wish you hadn't uttered. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, it happens to everybody, though.
So this is a lawyer giving this advice from a courtroom perspective?
I guess a courtroom perspective that can be applied to everyday interactions. So just keeping it in mind that if you hear never or always, there's a good chance.
They're lying?
Yeah. They also say if you watch people's eyes, they look up and to the right when they lie, too. So that's another cue.
I thought it was to the left because I've seen people who have dissected somebody's body language, and I thought it was if you looked off to the left, you're lying, but maybe I have that backwards.
I Googled it. I thought it was the left as well, but I found the right. So,
I thought it was with
no
Bill
lying.
Clinton when they were like, because I've also heard, like, remember when he was pointing, I did not have sexual relations. If you're pointing and your finger, like, the direction of your fingers opposite, for example, like, not matching up with your eye contact where that's going, there is something to that, too. Like, if things aren't matching up, that can also be an indicator that you're lying.
Yeah, Bill Clinton set several new standards when he was in office.
They used him as the case study. Here's what not to do.
Oh, man.
Nicole's like, can we move on, please?
No, not at all.
No, it's okay. Monica's like mainstream these days. Have you seen her?
She just did the podcast.
I know.
Call her daddy. Call me daddy.
Oh, wow.
But whatever that podcast is, Kamala went on.
Yeah.
Yeah, call her daddy podcast.
Call her daddy.
That's it. See, she's back in the mainstream these days.
There you
go. Making a comeback. Still voting for Democrats. I don't get it. All right, Nicole, thank you.
Thank you so much,
guys. All right, we'll talk soon. Yeah. That one always amazed me, but fact that she's back, she wrote a book, she doesn't shy away from the controversy.
No, in fact, I heard just a snippet of that podcast with Call Her Daddy, and they were talking about the power difference and how that's just, it's such a problem where you have somebody, well, obviously in this case it was the president of the United States, but do the age difference, the fact that he has a lot more influence and that you know, a lot easier to be suckered into that stuff.
Maybe she should just go have lunch with Hillary and get the tension out of the room. What do you think?
Have they been in the same... I'm sure they've been in the same room, but...
I doubt... Well, maybe not.
Gosh.
Maybe back then, but certainly not since then. I wouldn't think. If she did that, she'd have to have a food taster. Let's put it that way.
Food... What?
A food taster. Like, remember the King's... Kings used to have a
poison,
food taster.
Yeah, to make sure that they're not trying
Kings
to kill him. Okay,
right,
I get that. And I'm like, a food taster.
If she went to the Clintons' house for dinner, she might need
drink
a food
this
taster.
Tea before I take sip, please.
Please try this. Try this first. All right, coming up, we're going to get to in other news. Next hour, our friend Genevieve Wood is going to join us from the Heritage Foundation. Congressman Mike Bost is going to be in here. We'll find out what all is in the reconciliation bill. Are there going to be tax cuts? Are there going to be any tax increases? What does he think is really going on? They're talking about a July 4th timetable to try to get this thing done, it looks like. We'll get to him at about 7:35. Back in just a minute.
In other news.
So we heard Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, yesterday talking about this supposed plan from Amazon to post the tariff prices next to its products. She was saying this is just a political move. This is hostile, ridiculous. Well, when Trump heard about it, he supposedly called Jeff Bezos about it and was like, hey, what the heck is going on here? This is ridiculous. Now I'm hearing this morning that Bezos has scrapped the idea to display the tariff costs because of the conversation he had with Trump. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, I'm not. First of all, I don't know what the big deal would be, but for Amazon to do that, it would be a very pointed political attack on Trump. And I'm sure that's probably why you don't go to the inauguration and sit right behind the president and then stab him in the back like that. He's just not the kind of person that's going to take well to something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've heard these people online moaning and complaining about the fact that their Temu bill went from $12 to $20 because of the tariffs, but they're buying a cheap dress for their kid that they could still buy cheaper for $20 than they could go into Macy's to get it.
Right.
So I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised Amazon wanted to do this, but it is really cool. If supposedly Trump was the guy who changed Bezos' mind about it, I mean, that just tells you how influential Trump is.
True. That's very true. Yeah. You gotta admire the fact that he addresses the issue head on and said, if you're really going to do this, we're going to have some issues. I believe that. Plus, Trump's still negotiating. This would be part of the pain that he talked about. Temporary pain for long-term gain, because these sanctions are going to go away as soon as we have a more level trading field. How come they don't talk about what the prices are in foreign countries for American goods? We only talk about what's going on here because you can put your finger on it and say your Temu product went up $10 because of Donald Trump's tariffs.
Your $2 dress is now $12.
Exactly.
Your flammable $2 dress.
Yeah, made from terrible material.
I want them to cover the story when we get more fair trade, and it may not be exactly reciprocal, on how much prices are going to drop on American goods in these foreign countries. And when those prices drop, American goods are going to sell more in these foreign countries.
I'm still laughing at Sue's comment because it's so true. It's like you get these cheap items and then it's like maybe flammable, maybe this. Like they have itchy, rashy skin whenever you wear it. But dang it, you paid $2 for it. Hey, so suck it up.
Did you see where the power went out in Spain yesterday?
Yeah, nationwide outage.
Yes. Right after, oddly, and I'm sure this isn't connected at all, right after Spain announced that they were 100%, they were going to 100% renewable energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now they think maybe it was some sort of a hack of their electric grid, showing how susceptible it is. But I got a followed a tweet from one guy, Fernando here, who said, I was there when this happened. It took less than an hour for panic to set in. Cash became worthless. Because you couldn't get to an ATM, none of the gas pumps worked. This could happen in America, and it's a cautionary tale. We've had some phone outages, if you remember, from Verizon last year and some others, and people panicked a little bit because they couldn't use their phone. What happens if the power grid goes down in America? If a cyber attack hits America, people are going to freak out. If you don't have a full tank of gas, you can't use the gas pumps because the power's not working unless the gas station happens to have a backup generator.
I've always been told don't let your gas tank go below a half tank. Now, I don't live by that. I should. But that's what I was told growing up.
If you don't carry any cash, I mean, chances are the cash register's not going to work anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have any dollar bills or you don't carry any cash because you depend on the ATM, well, guess what? The ATM's not working either.
Right.
The grocery stores are quickly probably going to close their doors because people are going to be trying to buy food, but many of them won't have the cash to do it with.
It's scary.
It's just a cautionary tale. The power's back on, and they're investigating it, but it's something I think that we could all probably learn a lesson from.
Yep.
Have you bought any of your Patriot supplies yet? You hear that commercial on this radio station all the time.
Be prepared.
Yeah. Your natural gas will still work, so you can boil water and you can prepare those ready-to-eat meals if you've got those with you. If it went on for more than a few days, you might have to do that. So pay attention, folks. Something like that could happen here as well. Coming up, we'll talk to Congressman Mike Bost on what, if any, tax cuts or increases might be in that big, beautiful bill.